Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. You know our goal here at Coming Unstuck is to help you get past that feeling of being stuck, whether it be with your health, your mindset, or your career, and get you to a life of greatness. And there's been a term that's been coming up quite a bit recently when it comes to getting to a life of greatness. It's a term that is on a shirt that my sister-in-law gave me. Donna, thank you very much. It's my shirt. Well, I'll tell you what my shirt says in a second. And it is a term and former colleague of mine would use. Speaking of, happy birthday, Brandon. And that term is manifest. My shirt, it says manifest greatness. Again, that is from my sister-in-law, Donna. Thank you very much. Love you. But the term manifest, the way it seemed to be used commonly recently is basically you are willing or wishing something into existence. That by changing your mindset and believing something alone that it can happen, it will happen. That's it. Now, the actual definition of manifest as a verb is to display or show a quality or feeling by one's acts or appearance or to demonstrate it. Now, those sound like two different interpretations of manifest, doesn't it? Now, maybe there are some similarities, but I think the way it is more commonly used today, the simply believing something into existence, takes us a bit out there from the Webster's definition. And this, the more I thought about it and the more I was looking at the way people used the term manifest, it took me back to the New Age book, The Secret. Now, the idea behind The Secret is, you know, if you haven't read it or watched the movie they made from the book, is that our minds and our thoughts send out radio waves with a specific frequency, and that what we put out will return back to us. Or to put it another way, think back to when you were a kid and you had a walkie-talkie with the dial channels that you could change. If you were trying to reach your friend on his or her walkie, they would have to be on the same channel or frequency to hear you and respond back to you. But sometimes if you were on a different channel, you might actually start talking with the neighbor kid on their walkie on that channel. To shorten it up, if you and your friend didn't properly communicate what channel to be on, you wouldn't get what you wanted, aka talking to your friend. You would get someone else, even though your intention was for finding and communicating with your friend. Now, the idea behind this is that your thoughts become things, so you need to be specific and focused on what you're putting out there each day, because what frequency your thoughts are on is what is going to communicate or come back to you. Think about it. Have you ever started your day grumpy, not wanting to do anything, and the rest of your day was the pits too? That's because you started on that frequency, and that's what you got back. Have you complained to your friends how you keep finding the wrong kind of person with the same poor qualities when it comes to your dating life? That's because your mind is tuned into the frequency of what you don't like instead of focusing on what you do like. Do you struggle to pay your bills and are constantly asking others to borrow money? Well, you're probably bad at money management for one thing, but according to The Secret, you probably focus on your money struggles a bit much too, instead of focusing on how you could be frugal and saving money. Given what the idea behind The Secret is it the same as manifesting something? In my opinion, yes and no. One of the more layman definitions I gave for manifest earlier was to believe something can happen, and it will. That's like the secret in by focusing on a possible outcome, you're making it possible by putting the positive energy out there, because if you didn't believe it to be possible, it most likely wouldn't happen. And here's the difference between The Secret and manifest. The Webster's definition of manifest, that outcome wouldn't happen not because of the secret frequency you're putting out there itself, but because if you're of the feeling or mindset that it won't happen, then you won't do the second part of the manifest definition, and you won't act as if it could happen. You won't work towards it being a possibility. And that's what I think is missing from the new age layman's term of manifest. You have to put in the work. You have to act. You have to demonstrate that you believe this thing is possible. But then the question comes up, how do you act or demonstrate this new mindset? How do you will something into existence? I think you have to pair manifest with another word, and that word would be manufacture. When you manufacture something, you are creating with actions, not with thoughts. If all you ever rely on is your thoughts, then either you will wait for a long, long time until another force, outside force, makes you take action, or you'll wait forever and nothing happens, or you will eventually change your thoughts and give up. Therefore, that thing that you were trying to manifest or believe into existence won't happen because you changed your thoughts. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Now, in one of my past life lesson videos on my YouTube channel, I recall telling a story about someone struggling to pay their bills, and they kept praying to God to help them win the lottery. Even though the person kept having very vivid dreams with some numbers appearing in the dreams, they never took action to buy a ticket, and so they lost everything they owned, even though the answers were there, even though God kept putting the winning lottery numbers in his dreams. The guy never took the time to buy a ticket. Or there's the story of the man of faith who was stuck on his roof during some flooding due to a hurricane. He was given opportunities to get out of there via a neighbor's boat, a Coast Guard boat, and a rescue helicopter, but he denied them all and didn't take action because he believed his God would save him. But after he drowned, he appeared before God in heaven and asked angrily, "I've been faithful to you. How could you let me drown?" And God's response was, "Dude, I sent you a neighbor, a Coast Guard, and a helicopter. You gotta take action, man." Okay, so those are two more fictional stories, but the theme is the same. They had the thoughts of something being possible, but they didn't take action, so it never came to be. If you're going to manifest something, know that you're going to have to manufacture it too. Do you believe you should get a new job or promotion? What can you do to manufacture that into existence? Do you think Mr. or Ms. Wright is out there for you to live happily ever after? What opportunities to meet your ideal partner are you manufacturing? Meaning, instead of hanging out at the same places like the bars where you met the disappointments before, or using hookup apps to swipe and find love, where can you meet someone with qualities you do admire? Do you believe your service or invention is going to be the next big thing? Who are you manufacturing meetings with that could help connect you to the right people to make it grow? Now, I myself have relied on that manifest word solely before as well. Things were starting to gain momentum for me last year with my coaching and speaking business when the pandemic hit and threw a wrench in everything. And while I didn't lose hope in my business, I delayed taking action to get clients. I sat in the wavelengths and frequency of my podcast and videos, which has led me to meet some other awesome podcasters, but it has not led me to clients or business. I have to manufacture those conversations and opportunities to actually work with people. And thankfully, that's something I've realized and started doing, and I'm already getting some new inquiries as a result of changing not only my mindset, but my actions. Manifest is an interesting word by itself, but I challenge you to make it a powerful word because there's strength in numbers. Pair it with manufacture. Believe something is possible, but then take action to make it real. If there's something you've been manifesting and you need some assistance to help guide you and make it real, I hope you'll give me the opportunity to help you, and I believe we can manufacture something great. Send me an email at dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. If you enjoyed this episode or think it would benefit someone else to hear it, please be sure to share and make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming service. I also have my YouTube channel for my Friday Fables and Short Stories videos and many other videos for you to check out. But you can find those, the podcast, and all things greatness at my home base, stepuptogreatness.com. Thank you again for listening. I want you to manifest and manufacture something great. And once you start, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.